Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening. Our church gives a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected for God's work outside of this church. Now we'd like to give a tithe offering. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your financial blessings for our church. And as a token of our thanksgiving, we give you this tithe offering. We know that everything belongs to you. The whole world belongs to you. And we believe in that. And we want to express our faith. And we would like to give you this tithe offering. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Today we have Pastor Kim from Korea. He is a director of a documentary movies, and he's also a missionary to Japan. Pastor Kim, would you say a little word to the congregation? Could you come forward? Ms. Shiba, please come forward to just translate his Korean into Japanese. We'd like him to say a word for about 3 minutes. I'm a Korean. I used to live in the United States for 3 years. I have a wife. And I am a movie director, and I make movies in Korea.
Advertising, I was a long time ago. God told me, and you go on mission location. 神様がですね、私にアメリカの方に、ミスナーに行って、なさいって言われました。
other time it is, so you don't have to do that.
Only obey, and I go to Indonesia.
Ah, それでですね、インドネシアに、行った。
どうせ、100年でね。途切れミッション、宣教者が、ドイツミッショナリー、
ドイツ人の宣教師です。
今まで、100 years ago
100年前なんですけれども、ドイツ人の宣教師が、
I heard the story。
私はですね、その話をしていました。
I'm making
それでですね、私はそのドイツ人の話を知って、それをこう、まあ、ドキュメンタリーという形で映画にしました。
I was pushed. Only pushed.
で、一回。
But Korean Christian Movie Festival.
それで、ね、韓国ですね。韓国の映画の、映画祭があるんですけども。
Documentary is award and prize.
それで、ね、ドキュメンタリー賞、っていうのがあるんですけども。
The prize.
で、まあそれを受けたってことですね。非常に驚いてます。
A lot of people is wow.
でみんなのワーワーワーって驚きました。
I think I know God's will.
あ、で私は本当に神様がそれをなしたと思っています。
And so my life is keep going and Christian movie, making Christian movie.
で神様は続けてどんどんとクリスチャンムービーをそういう映画を作り続けなさいって私に語っていると思います。
My job, my credit, my bank is down.
で、まあ、そういう、その神様がそういうのを支えてくださるってことですね。
All location is global.
でね、その、まあ、さっきのはインドネシアの舞台ですけども、今、ロケーションっていうのは全世界だってことですね。
My mission is God's hand.
で神様の御手がこう書いているので、
I'm so very happy and God's and my mission is and next mission is go to Korea。
それで私の次のミッションとして神様に言われているのは北朝鮮とです。
God's told me you go to North Korea。
で、あなたは北朝鮮の方に。行くようにと神様は私に語っています。いいでしょうか。
Thank you very much.
4月29日に
On April 29th We are going to hold a music concert called Kokoro Gospel Concert. We have a digest movie of the last concert that we held last December, and we use this movie to advertise the next concert. Let's watch it. On April 29th, this concert will begin at 7 o'clock in the evening. We have two prophecies. This is for evangelism. And another purpose is that we have been told by God that music, work of music, will be one of the foundations for revival. The hand of the Lord is upon this work of music. Let's expect for a special thing to happen by God. One thing that I have been surprised at is that our church used to be very poor at singing. Many years ago, when we went on an outreach in the Philippines, and we held a crusade meeting outside in the open air, and our church band started to sing praises, and people that were gathered, and when they heard them singing, they started to disappear because they were so poor at singing. But the hand of the Lord has been upon this work of music, and the Lord has raised us up, and He has improved our music ministry. Another thing that the Lord has spoken to us, that He uses the second generation Christians for His work. But usually in Japanese churches, the second generation Christians, they usually lose their faith when they grow up. The interpreter who interpreted for Pastor Kim, she is a second generation Christian. Let's expect for God to do a great thing for us. And we also hold our own Christian movie festival, and let's watch the one that came in the fifth place in the last Christian movie festival. Now I'm standing in front of Urakami Catholic Cathedral in Nagasaki. In Japanese history, there are three major martyrdoms, and through this movie, we'd like to introduce the last martyrdom incident of the three major martyrdom incidents. In 1614, Ieyasu Tokugawa deported Catholic missionaries and Christian believers, Japanese believers, to outside of Japan. There were much persecution, but even in spite of that great persecution, there were about 250,000 believers of Christ in Japan, and they were going through great persecution. And in order to help them, foreign missionaries started to arrive in Japan one after another from Manila, the Philippines. One ship, this was led by a trader called Hirayama. He was a trader, but he was also a Christian, and he tried to bring two missionaries from Manila into Japan. But they were captured, and these two missionaries, they were confined in a cave, and they were persecuted, and they were they were proceeded to confess that they were really missionaries. They, one of them was a Dominican, another was Augustinian, and one of them decided to confess that he was really a missionary, and another missionary, he also confessed that he was a missionary, and they were confined in a remote island of Japan. During those days, all the missionaries from foreign countries were supposed to be persecuted, and Japanese people who tried to help them were also martyred. And they were brought to Nishizaka, Nagasaki, to be persecuted. This is the place where the first martyrs of Japan, the 26 martyrs of Japan, had been murdered about 20 years ago. They headed for this place called Nishizaka, and tens of thousands of people, Japanese people, gathered there to see their persecution. But Hirayama and the two missionaries, they sang praises to the Lord, and they were put to the stake by slow fire. And in the middle of the fire, Hirayama preached, telling the people who were watching them that everyone listen, these two missionaries came to Japan from foreign countries to preach Jesus Christ for you to receive eternal life. The officials there tried to stop him speaking, but he still continued to speak in the fire, encouraging people to stand up on the faith of Jesus Christ. He preached, saying that the unchanging love of Jesus Christ is given to everyone who believes. Hearing this, a lot of Japanese Christians who had forsaken their faith before, they returned to their faith. These two missionaries and Hirayama went to heaven, and the audience also started to sing praises to the Lord. This is the site where missionaries had been confined. But every day they made preparation for martyrdom by singing praise to God and through prayer. In September 9, 1622, they are another group of Japanese Christians and missionaries. They were brought to Nishizaka, Nagasaki, to be persecuted. More than 100,000 people gathered together, and Supinora, one of the missionaries, they was among them, and also a group of other Japanese believers were brought there, and they were beheaded. And their heads were placed in front of the other believers and Spinola, who were going to be put to death by fire. And Supinora said to the audience, "We have come to Japan for eternal life of Japanese people, and now I give up my life for this purpose." And he also said that we are going to be put to death by fire, but we might be suffering, but don't be surprised to see that, because we are flesh and we are weak. But we trust in God, the Lord Almighty, who made the earth and heaven, and we know that he's going to give us strength to persevere in this fire. All these 55 people, including him, they went to heaven here. This is called the major martyrdom of Genna era in 1622. After this great martyrdom, the era of martyrdom continued. 1622, 120 people were martyred, and this was reported to Manila, the Philippines, and then a lot of missionaries stationed in Manila, one after another, they decided to come to Japan, and they believed that going to Japan was in God's will, and they had a great enthusiasm that they want to preach the gospel to Japanese people, and their enthusiasm would never be stopped by anyone. This is the place of the martyrdom, the first martyrs of Japan. 26 martyrs of Japan were martyred here, and after that, many other missionaries and Japanese Christians were martyred here too. Now we have introduced the three major martyrdom incidents in Japan. Now the time of revival has come, and the seeds that the martyrs sowed will bear fruit 30 times, 60 times, 100 times. Now we are in the time of harvest. In this movie, it was said that those martyrs were in the light of eternal agape. We now have the same word for our church, the light of eternal agape. And those martyrs, they eager for people to be saved. And their prayers have been succeeded to us. And another thing that we might notice is persecution. When we look at the Bible in the book of Revelation, we know that the time of persecution will be coming. Now let's watch another movie, 1 minute movie. Hello everyone. We have a theme that when we obey God, we receive the best plan from God. Abraham, Moses, Noah, Joshua, Paul, Peter, John, they chose to listen to God's voice and obey it, and their lives were very best for them. And now we live in this age, and we might take up our crosses to obey God, but God prepared the best plan and blessings for us. When we obey God, we'll be able to receive the best life. I'd like to introduce one person, Mr. K. He used to love movies, and he bought tickets to join a movie festival in Japan. But rather than being engaged in the secular work for movies, they chose to become a pastor. But after he became a pastor, his church established a movie company, organization, and he was chosen a director of this movie organization, and God gave him opportunities to attend a famous movie, Christian movie contest in Hollywood, and he was able to interview famous actors and actresses and movie directors. In this way, God retained what he had given up for his sake. Now, when we, you know, we believe in God and we, our sins are forgiven and we are given eternal life. These are the bad things that we receive from God. By receiving them, we can say that our life is successful already. But practically, God also prepares a practical blessing for our life. When I was a child, a house next door was a rich family, and they lived in a house made of enforced concrete, and that was a time when people started to have a TV set in Japan, and because my next door was a rich family, they bought a TV, and that was the only house with TV in my neighborhood, and including me, small children gathered in this house and ask them to let us in to watch TV in their house. And but you know, when dinner time came, they drive us away out of their house and say that it's time to go home. And as a child, I wished I had been rich, or I would become rich. Well, actually, I'm not rich, but God has given me the best plan and the best life for me now. Of course, we are given eternal life, and on that basis, God also prepares the best life for us. When we obey God, when we choose the will of God for our life, He will give us the best life for us. It's very easy. You just choose God and obey Him, and God will give you grace of eternal life, and He will also give you best blessings on this earth while you live here. And you will see God's glory in your life. Last week, I went to Osaka area to minister. On April the 1st, I took a flight to Itami, Osaka, and held a holy meeting there. After the meeting, people rejoiced because they saw a rainbow appearing in the sky outside. And I also looked at the big rainbow. And because that was the April 1st, that was the day that the Japanese dating system, we've got a new Japanese dating system on April 1st, and some church people, they associated the appearance of a rainbow with this new Japanese dating system, but I didn't believe that. I believed that God let a rainbow appear for us, because April 1st is the day that God established this church. This church 35 years ago. And God showed this rainbow for us to confirm that God will continue to bless us and He is going to do a great thing this year. I believe that God has given you many promises and many words, and He will bring about great blessings through to you through those words. And then I took a car. I drove to Nishinomiya, another area of Osaka. And then it started to rain, and then it started to hail too. Hailstones started to fall, and then a thunder. There was a thunderstorm, and in front of me, a thunder. There was a great lightning, and the thunder came down on the earth. I don't think that our having the Japanese dating system is the will of God. I don't think so. And I was talking about it in the car, and as soon as I said that the Japanese dating system was not the will of God, then a thunder came and fell down. You know, we have the new Japanese dating system called Reina, but I don't think this is not going to be an easy era, because in Showa era, we had the Second World War, and in Heisei era, we had major earthquakes in Kobe and also in the northern part of Japan. We expect, of course, we expect for God to do great things of His work in Japan, but we also know that the difficult times will be coming in this era. So we need to stand firm on the will of God and do His will. Well, I have given you homework for pray for the sick people, for 5 people in a week. And we have been seeing a lot of healing among us through prayer. And as I told you before, there was a girl who suffered from herniated disc, and her doctor told her that was incurable. But this girl was healed from herniated disc. Another child whose parents were doctors, this child suffered from this child was suffering from scoliosis, but he was also healed. In various places, we have been watching God's healing happening, and I have found out that when we pray for healing, we feel the Spirit of the Lord moving and touching the people that we pray for. You know, unless the person who is prayed for grasp a sin and never tries to repent, God works and touch them to heal. You know, healing for sick people is the will of God, and God surely works. And when we pray for the sick, one thing that I have found out is that when I believe that God will work, when I pray for the sick, when I believe that God will work, But when we don't believe, as we pray for the sick, God will not work very much. When we have faith, believing that God will move and touch the sick people that we pray for, God will really work. But when we are not very sure in our hearts whether God is gonna heal people, then He is not going to manifest His works. When you do His work, believe that God is working through you. Because praying for the sick people and praying for deliverance for people, that is the will of God. And if that is the will of God, God works. When my children were very young, my second son Benjamin prayed for sick people, and he and people were healed. And the other children asked Benjamin why he was able to do that. And then he answered, "It's because I pray for the sick people with all my heart. With all my heart. With all my heart." Actually, when the little Benjamin prayed for the sick people, God worked. And God worked through him because the little Benjamin used to believe that God would work through him. So it makes a lot of difference when you pray for the sick people, believing that God will work. And it makes difference if you don't believe when you pray for the sick people. Praying for the happiness of people, praying for healing, praying for deliverance for people, believe that God will work for through you. That's very important. When you pray, be sure that God hears your prayers. Of course, we don't know if we really see the work of God. You know, sometimes people are actually healed, but at other times people are not healed, but they feel peace in their hearts. You know, that varies, and that depends on each situation. But when we pray, God will work in some way. And today we have opened Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. And this talks about the word of God. It says God fulfills what He speaks to us. You know, for example, we can ask God, "Please give me an apple." And sometimes God actually gives us an apple, but before giving an apple to us, He first speaks to us, "I'm going to give you an apple." And when we receive God's word, and then His word will be fulfilled. There was another short movie that came in the first place in our last Christian movie festival. In this movie, there was a last scene in which I appeared. That was when I was preaching in a foreign country, in a church in a foreign country, several years ago. And I saw myself in that movie, myself of several years ago, and I saw my neck was okay, but now I suffer from herniated disc, and I can't raise my face. But And in that movie, I was preaching in a Russian Messianic congregation in Israel. And more than 30 years ago, the Lord spoke to us, our church, that He would open a relationship between us and a Russian Messianic Jewish person. We didn't know anybody who was involved in the ministry, in the work for Israel. We didn't know anybody from Israel, but we received the word of God and we stood on that word and believed it. And then about 30 years later, when the time of God came, God opened for us a relationship with Pastor Leon, who is a Russian Messianic Jewish pastor. God gives us His words from the Bible. The word in the Bible is all of it for us. And He also speaks to us in a special way, specifically too. So let us persevere and be patient until the Word of God is fulfilled for us. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for You to move among us. You have been doing one thing for a long time, but now you are thinking of doing another thing. The Lord is telling you to confirm the will of God, and after confirming, start moving. After confirming fully, start moving. You started to do something because you thought that was God's will, but you were not successful. You are now trying to go in different direction. But pray to God for confirmation, because what you've been doing is God's will. You just did not do it in the right way. If you start doing it in the right way of the Lord, you'll be successful. Some people are upset emotionally, but you need to stand on the Word of God. You need to stand in the faith. Then your foundation will be strong. Now let's pray for sick, pray for healing. Let's have a time of repentance, and let's pray to God for healing in our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You will heal us. I break the power of sickness. I pray for sick, for healing. I command to our bodies be healed. Be healed, and I declare God's healing. You have pain in your teeth, even though you don't have bad teeth. God heals you. You can't stand still, but you are healed, and you have difficulty to hear, but God heals your ears. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your healing. Now let's stand up and sing Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah,
may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever.